The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I've had my fair share of disappointing things that have arrived in the mail.
Online shopping fails.
Mm-hmm. Things that often too small, often different colours. Oh, this isn't what I wanted.
I feel like clothing is one where there is a lot of opportunity for disaster
I had one yesterday arrive in the mail.
What was it?
It was a dress. I thought it was leopard print, as in black and white.
They gave you tiger print.
No, it's
psychos.
Like, it's like baby pink and black.
Oh.
And baby pink does not look good on me.
What kind of leopard is baby pink?
Correct.
So we got this. I messaged through our Facebook page from a listener yesterday, which we felt was too good not to talk about. And he joins us on the phone now. Kenneth, good morning. Welcome to the Power FM Brekkie Show. How are you going?
Oh, pretty good. Good morning.
So we've shared the photo on Facebook so people can see it. But walk us through it. Essentially, what did you think you were buying? And so, tell us how it turned up.
All right. So I was looking online, scouring the internet, and found this, this swirl rainbow tree. It said it was 6 foot. All the descriptions. I made sure. I looked at the website, making sure it was really legit.
Yeah.
I thought it was really legit. They did a really good job. The scammers did.
Well, the picture that you sent
us. It's a beautiful, luscious-looking tree with those presents underneath it.
You said 6 foot. That looks at least 8 to me. Mm. I mean, it's to the top of that window frame.
Yep.
It's thick, it's bushy, and it's a lovely array of rainbow colours. I can see why you clicked buy.
Oh, I definitely wanted it.
Yeah. And then what arrived in the mail?
Well, I don't know. They got the who was the person measuring their 6 foot, but it must have been a midget.
What are we talking?
We're talking about 30 centimeters.
A 30-centimeter tree. Yep. And I'm looking at it online. The photo you've done with you've got an expression that just says disappointment. And
yeah.
Like even the graduating rainbow colours don't even look that good compared to the other tree that they've promised you.
Exactly.
Yeah, while the one in the picture's like all thick and like, you know, nicely, like it's a dense looking tree.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yours looks like it's just woken up from a big night on the town. Like it's all disheveled and shabby and the colours are kind of blending into one another. Is it possible? I mean, it said 6 foot. Are you sure they didn't mean inches?
No, it definitely said 6 ft.
Yeah, okay.
And how much did you pay for that?
$60.
It looks like the tree that you're holding just looks like you're just holding the tip. Like you're just holding the top part of the tree. There's not more tree in the box?
No, definitely.
Nah.
It didn't even come in a box.
Yeah.
Maybe the rest is still on its way.
Did you say it didn't even come in a box?
No, it came in this, it looked like a plastic bin bag.
Oh, no.
They just put it in a garbage liner.
What site did you buy this from, Kenneth?
It was some I Love Rainbow site on, first, I saw it on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And the video made it, like, you know, really rigid and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
So
I clicked on and I was like, oh, good, I'm like, so excited. And then when it arrived, I saw the delivery van from my window and I jumped down 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah, I know.
And then when I saw the guy drive off, I'm like, where's the big box?
Yeah.
What an absolute letdown.
If not for the delivery van, you would have just opened your front door and gone, oh, someone's just left their garbage on my doorstep. Who would do a horrible thing like that? Like if it's just in a black bin liner. Well, hopefully the rest of the tree is still on the way, Kenneth. What have you done with it? Have you set it up?
Well, the tree that I set it up. Just for the funny comedic video photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, naturally.
And then I just yeeted it back to where it came from.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. And they're probably expecting it. The guys at the warehouse were clearly having a laugh. They knew exactly what they were doing with the tiny tree. Kenneth, thanks for sharing your story with us. We want to hear from anyone on 5333 1031. What have you received in the mail that wasn't quite what you were expecting? Sue on 5333 1031, did you have something show up that wasn't quite what you expected?
Yes, I ordered a hanging cat bed, which was sort of like an egg chair.
Oh, yeah.
And The item I received was one of those little cheap plastic bath loofahs.
A what, sorry?
A loofah that you scrub yourself
with. Yeah. How does that compute? That's such a, how much did you pay for it?
$59.
That's a rip off.
Was it a mix up? Or
no. Oh well, they told me it was, but then they said to keep the bath loofah to because it was far superior than the item I'd ordered.
For $59, it's not.
No.
I love that business model where you go, oh, hey, can I please have this? And they go, no, this is what you want. There you go, champ, enjoy.
Yeah. So after many, many emails backwards and forwards, yeah. I did get my money back through PayPal.
Oh, well, that's good.
They did offer to send me the correct item, but told me that they'd send it by sea.
Okay.
And it could take many, many months to arrive.
Oh, yeah, convenient.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the game plan there is just hope you forget about it.
That's exactly right. It was the principle of the thing. So I did fight and eventually got my money back without returning the item.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Oh, so you've still got it?
Still got the loofah.
Is it as good as I said?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Is it as good as I said?
No, it's not even a nice colour.
Oh, damn. Well, at least you got your money back. Good work.
That's exactly right. Yep.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.